kind of just took the belts and suspenders approach to this particular problem. You know, I think the architecture that we put in place, where the keys are never in the clear, the keys are always encrypted with the root key from the TPM chip itself. And in fact, even when they're loaded into memory, they're loaded into what we call a memory compartment, which is something that doesn't exist on most microprocessors, but on the one that we're running on, it does, which means that even code that's running on the machine can't get at that key in memory. So I think ours was mostly an approach driven by keeping in order to make it simple for people to deploy, sort of disguise from them the ability to, you know, use whatever combinations of keys for whatever combinations of zones, and just make it very very simple, that this is one key pair per zone, and we handle all of the complexity of the rollovers and so forth from them. It wasn't so much a fear that a particular key would get compromised, and therefore, what does that mean about the whole system?
Also, of course, if you would have a zone signer with an HSM, if the zone signer itself was compromised, like some bad guy got into the machine, even though you have an HSM and the keys themselves are not compromised, I would consider the keys compromised, since the bad guy could have been making signatures using the HSM with bad data in the future. So if someone was on the machine and they have basically had your signature and could use it for whatever purposes, then you are screwed. So the things we are trying to protect with the HSM is someone getting into the machine by some other means and extracting the keys on disk, and that HSM can help, of course.
Yeah,
unless the HSM vendors would move the actual signing function closer to the HSM itself. That saying that you can only make a signature for 24 hours or X amount of seconds or whatever, then that could help a lot.
Yeah, I think you bring up a good point. With the HSM, you're getting essentially let's say a level 3, you know, kind of certification on the HSM itself. But what does that mean? It really doesn't mean anything with regard to the software that's running on the system. And so you have to worry about, well, where's the weakest link? Then that probably is the software that's running on the system. In our case, the certification will essentially cover the entire system. So some of the steps that we take, for example, to ensure that the software can't be compromised, is we're using that same TPM chip to validate through digital signatures all of the signatures of the code, the operating system and the application code that run on the box. And that code's not allowed to execute unless the signature validation passes successfully. So all code before it can run and as it's running is protected within our particular product. So we're really trying to address both the, you know, what's happening with the crypto module, but what's also happening on the software side, so that we can ensure a degree of security across both. Thank
you. This was, hi, I'm Peter Stuge. I work with Bernard, one of the Swedish registrars. Hi, Karsten. I was thinking about this also when Joao mentioned the PKCS 11 stuff for bind. My reaction was that moving a key into an HSM per se, it doesn't make the key all that much safer if it is still available for use online. If someone breaches your system where keys are usable, it doesn't matter if they are stored on disk or if they are stored on an HSM. If you can, as Jacob said, sign data, then you lose. Would you agree?
If you can use the key in any way and produce signatures, of course, then you lose. But the HSM will help you for other cases. I mean, you still need your zone signer secured, but it will help you be protected from the like the disgruntled sysadmin stealing the key and then trying to do something afterwards. But of course, the zone signer itself must be able to do signatures fully automatically. So, Roy, what do you say?
Yes, I'd like to respond to that. I mean, if we go into this very high granularity of security, the difference between having a key on disk and having a key on an HSM from one perspective, of course, if you have access to the if you have access to the machine that contains the disk or the HSM, yes, you lose. But how much do you lose is the question. If you can get that key off that machine, then you just need access once, right? If the key is on disk. Now, if the key is on an HSM, you have to have access all the time for all the data you want to have signed illegally, if you know what I mean. So there is a real difference between having a key on an HSM and having a key on a disk. Having that said, also reaction to Jacob's point that the signing functionality, signing basically an RR set functionality, should go into the signing hardware. If we go that far, and I mean, if HSM vendors are willing to do that, that's fine. But if we go that far, we also have to realize that this whole signing process is a very, very small engine in the whole registry system. If you talk about threshold security, basically, if the threshold is so high, you probably focus more on other parts that are vulnerable. If you're just talking about getting a domain name into a system, if I want to own basically a domain name of someone else, there's a lot of other stuff I can spoof than just the NSSEC. So we also have to focus on various other parts of the whole registry system than just on this DNSSEC part.
Thanks.
Can I just, John Dickinson again, just respond to that as well? That don't forget, an HSM isn't just about security. It's also about key management, somewhere to put all your keys. And it's about acceleration to make the assigning operations faster for those who need it. So there are significant advantages. And don't forget, the current situation is that you've got private keys lying around unencrypted on disk, and that isn't really acceptable. And there is no way at all that I'm aware of encrypting those keys in the current sort of keyexample.com type files that are used at the moment. And HSM solves that as well. So yes, you could use, you know, keys on disk, and you could build a directory structure to hold them, and you could build algorithms to manage them, but you're building an HSM, so why not use a real one? That's what it seems like to me.
I'm Matt Stoffberg, Telesonera. I think it's important to set the level of security so that we don't put too much effort and money into securing one part of DNSSEC. And it might be counterproductive too, if we put too much effort in making it secure, we may not even end up having any DNSSEC because it's too expensive and too complicated. And then we end up having a less secure system than we would get otherwise.
Yeah, just what to add there, something along the lines of what Matt just mentioned. I mean, in all security exercises, you have to measure to match cost versus gain. And you have to see how much your zone is a target for attack, what would you lose if it were to be attacked, and then against the match of what you need to secure it in these days. I don't think there is room actually for such absolute statements as you need an HSM. It depends. I mean, one question that was someone just mentioned to me, which I think is very interesting, is how many people here are absolutely sure that the X509 certificate, the SSL certificate that their bank is using for their web access is stored in an HSM and not just lying around in disk, in their Apache configuration directory? I'd really like to see.
You don't want to know.
Well, everybody seems to be speaking at HSMs, but the thing is that if your machine where the zone signing happens got compromised, the attacker could change the zone, and then you are screwed anyway.
Okay, we spent a long time talking about security. How about do people have any questions or opinions on the more practical aspects of deploying DNSSEC, such as, for example, monitoring DNSSEC once it's deployed? Patrick made a reference to a Nagios monitor. Could you maybe expand on that, Patrick?
I'm sorry, guys. I don't feel too well, so I will be back soon. Sorry. What we do is that we monitor the signatures so that they don't expire. We also have a number of other DNS monitoring stuff that we're doing. I'm not really involved into monitoring our slave servers, but we are monitoring those very closely because some of them have haven't doing their updates as they should sometimes. So if signatures there expire, we're really serving a bad zone. You get serve fails from that server, so that increases availability and updates and requirements on updates. So we are doing lots of monitoring there. And also if our zone is not distributed from our own service, we monitor that as well. We have warning systems about our keys. If we haven't changed the ZSK when we should, there are SMSs going out as well.
Thank you.
Alex speaking. What we have tried, we have just started about playing around with signing and validating and so on and so forth to get a feeling for all the tools. And one thing that we have tried and actually failed is to find a tool or run the existing tools that are validating a whole zone. So we have played around with LDNS Verifier, I think. And it seemed as if it didn't complete within a day for the .at zone, which is about 700,000 domain names. So what I am missing here is, maybe I haven't found it yet, so I'm open for suggestions, a tool that you can use to verify a zone before you dump it to your name servers. So it seems to me like the signature of the whole zone on a very slow machine took about 3 hours or something like that. So I would expect a verified tool to be able to verify all that things in a reasonable similar time, so I'm open to suggestions to that. On a completely different topic, I think that if we want DNSSEC to be accepted by users, it has to be very, very simple and it must not fail. That's the problem. Because if you look at DNS, it's a wonderful thing. It's very simple. It, in most cases, if you do something wrong, it still works because if you like fuck up three of your four name servers, it still works. But by introducing DNSSEC, it's very easy to do something very, very wrong. So it's like having a alarm system on your car, and every time you try to get into your car, you can't. So it might be very easy to